Hello, good evening. Buenas noches. ¿Habla español?
Yes. I prefer English. How can I help you?
Okay, good evening. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private marketing research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Would you like to continue with the survey?
Sure.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station or newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on a volunteer political campaign?
No.
As you're aware, very few people actually vote in partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, major and county commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for the Miami-Dade County, major and county commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote, or is it very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote?
So the primaries are in August?
For Tuesday, August 20th.
And what's happening on Tuesday, August 20th?
This will be for the Miami-Dade County Major and County Commissions.
Okay, yeah, I usually vote in that, yes, I do.
Okay, and which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your main racial background?
I'm white, Hispanic.
Okay.
Hispanic.
What is your age?
57.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going to get are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
I mean, it's up and down. I mean, just like any place else, it's good and bad. I'm
okay.
Fine. I don't like the price. There's a lot of things, you know, that are going up in price. But that's,
okay.
You know, the whole state of, that's the entire state of Florida, so.
All right. So from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Quality of life, growing overdevelopment or crime in neighborhood safety, corruption in local government, or inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, or houses and property insurance costs, traffic and congestions, flooding, sea level rise, environmental.
Okay, do you want me to choose one of those things?
Yes. Yes.
To choose one of those things?
Yeah.
I guess, can you repeat them?
The first one will be quality of light grown and overdevelopment. Second one will be crime and neighborhood safety.
Okay.
The third one would be corruption in local government. The fourth one, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas.
Okay.
And the next one is houses and property insurance costs. The other one is traffic and congestion, and the last one will be flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resilience.
Okay. What did you say, the one that about housing costs? Can you repeat that one?
The housing and property, I'm sorry, friend. Housing and property insurance costs.
Interest costs? Insurance.
Yes.
Actually, yeah, maybe housing insurance. Yeah.
Okay. Also, it is a non-partisan election. If the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, which one of the following best describes how you likely to vote between Democrat candidates and Republican candidates? Definitely vote for the first one will be definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, or probably vote for the second will be probably vote for the Democratic candidate.
I would probably vote for the Democratic candidate.
Okay. I'm not going to read you a list of people of the list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you might be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Like, will you be one of Cindy Lerner? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable?
Say that again. Cindy what?
Lerner.
I don't know that person, no.
Raquel Regalado?
I unfavorable.
Okay. That would be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
The last one will be Richard Prashnik.
I don't know that person.
You will now be asked a few short questions in the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for who will you vote? Manit Seed, Daniela Levine Cava, or Alexander Otaula, or undecided?
Daniela Levine Cava.
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Definitely, yeah.
Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade Commission were held today among the following candidates, from who will you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik, or undecided?
Undecided. I have to learn more.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik?
I don't have any, no opinion. I don't know.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I have no idea.
Okay. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a bailout measure for the Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 million to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resilience projects to fight the climate change. To fund this $2.5 million proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, will you vote for yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
Okay. I'm not going to...
You said $2.5 million or $2.5 billion?
Is, let me go ahead.
You said billion with a B or million with an M?
Is, let me go ahead. $1 billion with a B.
Billion with a B?
Yes, $2.5 billion.
Wow, okay. I don't know. $2.5 billion, I would say no.
Okay.
I thought you said.
So that would be definitely vote no against, right?
Yeah. At first, I thought you said 2.5 million with an M.
No, it's 2.5 billion. Okay. So I'm not going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for Miami-Dade County commissions. If each would make no difference, just say so.
Okay.
So, Raquel Regalado believes that the public safety is on top priority in community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Will you be much more likely or somewhat more likely or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely, yeah.
Raquel Regalado believes that the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works as your county commission. Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around school, line of parks for the underlying, and ride share options. Will you prefer much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely?
Some more likely.
Ok, Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms now. As the only former school board member to ever serve in the county commission, Regalado has focused on education initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of the affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely.
As the mother of 2 children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people for all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created autism deco safety programs with police, and funding job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners and enacted protections for renters and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reform the rules and the efficiency to make them better, safer options for families to keep their homes affordable. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
As your county commissioner, Raquel has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricane and increasing flooding threats. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, just a couple more questions. We're almost done, sir. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basis to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most affordable places to live in long-term residents, including seniors and fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely.
Can you repeat the question?
So, since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commissions, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live in a long-time resident, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
You're asking me if she has done enough?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, that's
oh, so
that's,
there's no difference.
That's not really under the control of anybody, you know, on the commission. So that's just the market.
All right.
Market,
so,
you know, the real estate market.
All right. So I'm gonna pull no difference, right?
Yeah.
All right. Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Much more likely, someone more likely, or someone less likely?
I don't have an opinion. I don't know anything about that corruption.
Okay, so now I'm going to read you a serious statement about Cindy Lerner. After hearing Isha, please indicate if it makes you more less likely or. The same thing, just with Cindy Lerner, right?
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about Cindy Lerner, so.
Oh, so you want me to go ahead and put no difference? In all
yeah,
of
no
them?
Difference.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, Richard Preisnick, or undecided?
Undecided. I have to do more research.
If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Will be Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Preisnick, or undecided?
Undecided.
prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No.
The following are a list of websites, online, newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do you follow this content at all? So the first one is going to be Only and Day.
Yes, I follow them.
Okay. Local political blogs.
Say that again.
Local political blogs.
No, I don't follow them.
Okay. Local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald.
Sometimes, yes.
And the next one is Key Biscayne Independent.
What was your question?
Yes, it's another line. Yeah, it's another website, Key Biscayne Independent.
No, I don't follow them.
FM radio?
FM radio? Yes.
Yes. Miami's Community News?
No.
AM talk or news radio?
No. Not AM radio, no.
Okay. I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were able to label yourself, would you say you are liberal or a moderate or conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay. What is your national ancestry?
What is my what?
What is your national ancestry? Like Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican?
I'm Cuban American. Born in Miami.
Okay. Okay, in your home, do you always speak Spanish or most speak Spanish?
We speak English.
Okay, so we have finished the survey, and that will be all for tonight. I appreciate your time for answering all these questions for me, and I wish you have a wonderful day today, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you.